The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And welcome to part two of Shiny Happy People Holding Hands. We're tired and unhinged.
I'm curious how that's gonna line up with the intro music. Like, how out of key is that gonna sound?
That was really insulting. I've never been out of key in my entire life.
Hold on. You're right. I want. Yes.
I am key.
Yes. I am become key.
I am the key.
I just mean, how wrong is the music going to be? How wrong are you? Yes.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Actually, I have a funny story about this. So I've kind of really started to let loose a little bit because I'm obviously not staying at this job anymore. And I in the microphone, I started like singing something falsetto, and one of the teammates goes, "Carmen, was that you?" And I'm like, "You know it." And they're like, "Dang, you got a good voice." And I'm like, "You know it." And I'm like starting to
sing.
Yeah. And then they're like, "Oh, we should all start singing." And I said, "Leave it to the professionals, guys." And then I walked away.
Don't ruin this for me. Yeah. This is about me and no one else.
Yeah. It's my goodbye tour. My farewell tour.
I see. Did they know?
No, no one knows. I haven't told anyone at work yet because I gave my 2 weeks notice, but I pushed back.
So you did tell your boss?
Yes. Okay. But I pushed back my date for the new job.
Oh.
Like, because I'm still going through the background check. So I said, I'm not going to actually stop working until the background check is processed. There's nothing that I have to hide.
Right.
But I'm just going to wait. And the new job was like, okay. They were like Chad in Saturday Night Live. They were like, okay.
So when are you going to start the new job?
Hopefully soon.
Okay.
Hopefully soon. Yeah. No idea.
Okay.
As soon as they will have me.
As soon as they will have me. Ah. Okay.
All right.
Living in Shondaland. I didn't do the intro. We're going to start this episode with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! Bum, bum, ba, 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 da, ba.
Oh, it's also SVU. Bum, bum, ba, ba, da, ba, you should have sung the Gilmore Girls song because two people from this episode are in Gilmore Girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me do the Gilmore Girls song. I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall.
I am too tired to find any humor in your bullshit. I don't appreciate.
Kelsey's face is like...
I'm just trying to slurp my hot chocolate on Mike.
Slurp, slurp. Little
slurp,
derp.
Slurp, bitches.
Slurp, slurp. All right. How many do we have?
Five.
Oh, well, also, what is the theme song for Gilmore Girls?
If you're out on the road. Bum, bum, feeling bum, bum. Lonely and so cold. All you have to do is call my name and I'll be there.
What was the TV show that had the I don't wanna wait for
Dawson's
my
Creek.
Life to be over? Yeah,
Dawson's
that's the one.
Creek. I hated Dawson. God, what a whiny little motherfucker. Okay. Five
fucking people?
Yeah.
All the patients. Henry.
No.
Fucking gosh. Fuck. What are the fucking chances? Okay. All right. I hate this fucking game. Remember when I used to quit if I got one wrong? All right.
Yeah.
Betty.
No.
Shut up. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Okay. The girl who's not schizophrenic.
I'm so sorry. Do you not know who that is?
Is it Selena Gomez?
No, it's Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
No,
I knew.
Not in Shondaland.
I knew who that was. I did recognize her. I was like, oh, this is one of those artists. This is a girl artist. Demi Lovato.
One of those Disney ladies.
Not Selena. Selena was the one who dated Justin Bieber. And Ariana Grande is the one who dated Pete Davidson. I would have eventually gotten to Demi Lovato. Okay, so Demi Lovato's parents?
Yes, both of Demi Lovato's parents.
Great. Finally have a win. Okay. And now I have to figure out three more people in this TV show.
Yep.
The cheeky nurse girl?
Yes.
Okay, that's three. Who else is even in this show? Hold on, let me look at my notes here. What are the other...
You're doing amazing. Patients.
I am doing... Is it just random fill-in people from the party?
No,
oh,
it's
fucking Amber and Trish!
Right,
fuck!
Literally very prominent people. Yes.
Fuck!
Okay.
Okay, you know what, everyone? Just... Okay, okay. Everyone just needs to calm down.
When has that ever made anyone around you calm down?
I always calm down when I tell myself to calm down.
You have never calmed down a day in your life.
I'm calm!
Okay. Emily Bergel.
Bergel!
Who plays Trisha, was in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder, one episode of Scandal, and many episodes of Gilmore Girls.
Ah.
Which are not Shondaland, but I must mention them because that is my baby's favorite show.
Yeah.
Austin Highsmith.
Hold on, what's her name? It's don't tell me. It's M. Night Shyamalan, Amy Sherman Palladino. Right?
How did you do that?
I just said words until I got my brain to get there.
That was like mildly offensive, but also pretty impressive. Yes, it's Amy Sherman Palladino.
I really liked our next TV show that we're going to do, which is Mrs. Maisel.
I thought it was Suits or House or Psych.
Yeah, all of them. We're all going to do it simultaneously. Good luck trying to keep your notes straight.
Austin Highsmith plays Amber. She was in one episode of Private Practice. Amy Farrington plays Mary May, which is one of the mom for Demi Lovato's parents. One episode of Scandal, one episode of Private Practice. Jonathan Goldstein, Ken May, one episode of Private Practice. Denise Seeley, Liz the nurse, one episode of Private Practice. Not the same episodes, but.
Okay.
Also, Marion Ross, who plays Betty, was another Gilmore Girls person. So.
Okay.
Call that out.
And Henry, what was Henry in? Do we have anything for Henry?
No, but you'll be shocked to know he is, in fact, still alive.
Oh, wow. What is he, 106?
I think he's like 98, actually.
Dang. Well, if you round,
yeah,
you get to 106.
I was, no offense to Henry, I was a little surprised when I learned he was still alive.
Is Betty's dead?
She is still alive. She was born in 1928, and Henry was born, I believe, in 1927. Yeah, he was born in 1927.
Wow. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's just a long time ago.
What a life.
So true. Okay, also, before we get into this, I need to clarify this, because I did a lot of research to make sure that I am correct. Demi Lovato... And I want to say like 2017, 2018 came out as non-binary and was utilizing they, them pronouns. However, she has since said that she feels very fluid in gender. She still relates to non-binary, but also feels very feminine. She says she is comfortable with both she, her and they, them. So we will probably use she, her. But I did want to clarify from her like personal statements that was her how she was identifying. So I know that I just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page, because I know she had said in a previous interview that she was utilizing they them pronouns, but she has since said she's kind of fluid and expanded it into be she her and they them. So I just want to let everyone know that that is I verified.
Love that.
I want to make sure we're being I don't have words.
Respectful.
Inclusive and respectful. Thank you.
Yeah. Is she in a relationship right now?
I don't think so. She was dating Wilmer Valderrama for a long time.
Yeah.
He was like 29 and she was like 18. It was questionable.
Well, luckily for her, she got her big break on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. So. They actually billed, like, in the preview for this episode, they were like, Demi Lovato, guest stars. Like, they were billing her as a guest to get people to watch.
I don't know how I didn't even notice that in the opening credits, honestly. Yeah.
You're so tired.
I did recognize her, though. I was like, oh, this is, to me, Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, and Selena Gomez are the same person. Okay. But when I see them, I'm like, oh, no, for sure. That's Ariana Grande, or that's Demi Lovato. Right.
You just get confused, especially when it's 14 years ago.
Exactly. And I never listened to any of their, like, I never was super into their music.
Mm-hmm. They're a little bit younger than we are.
I got to tell you.
They're just the next little, like, my sister was into those shows more than I was.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, like, anytime Ariana Grande on Jimmy Fallon comes up and she's doing the impressions or like that, the radio,
the
I'm like, I gotta stop. She's just so wicked talented.
And she's gonna be in Wicked. She's gonna be Glinda.
Wicked.
In the new movie.
What was Selena Gomez was another Disney kid, right? They were all Disney kids.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All the Disney kids to me are like, they're just one person.
The thing about Ariana Grande,
Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears,
she was not
all
the lead on the Disney show that she is known for.
Who was? Is it the girl who is dating Macaulay Culkin?
No. She was on, they're married, first of all. And secondly, she was Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Okay.
But no, Ariana Grande was on Victoria Justice, maybe. I think.
That's So Raven? That's what I need to know.
Not those three. No, that was Raven and.
Yes.
No.
I name dropped Hillary Duff the other day, and this is how I know I'm old, because someone that I was with was like, Hillary Duff, who is that?
Ouch,
and I'm like,
offensive.
I can't. Yeah.
Let the rain fall down.
Also, have you seen Hillary Duff lately? Smoke.
Yeah, she's
period
like
show,
doing amazing.
Period. Yeah.
She is a queen.
Absolutely.
She is winning at all of the things.
Everything. They're making new categories for her so she can win them.
I'm literally so sad that they decided not to do the Lizzie McGuire
or the Zoe 101. Ugh.
Well, that I don't care as much about, because I do think that Jamie Lynn Spears sucks butthole.
Yeah, well, she didn't back then. She was hot.
She can still be attractive and still be a shitty person. Unfortunately,
that's
those things
fair.
Are not exclusive.
Yeah.
Look
at us.
They were, but.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Incredibly attractive. Totally shitty. Slurp your fucking slurp drank.
Slurpity slurp. Okay. Let's talk about. Do you want to talk about Demi Lovato?
Let's talk about Demi Lovato.
Okay. Demi Lovato rolls in to the psych ward. Well, they have to get her cleared by surgery before they can take her to the psych ward. She has tried to claw her own eyes out. They say that she has been diagnosed with schizophrenia. And the father's younger brother had schizophrenia and had unfortunately ended his own life when they were children. So they kind of, I feel like because of that, it was easier for the parents to accept that diagnosis, which to me made sense as to why they don't like fight as much for something else. And when it's like offered to them later on, they're like, well, are you sure? Like, why would we do that when we know what's going on? But the scene where she comes in is pretty powerful. She's really freaking out. Everyone else is trying to like figure out what's going on. She takes a needle of something and threatens.
Lorazepam.
Thank you. And threatens to stab it into her heart.
And she's like, if I do this, I'll die, right? And Alex says, Alex talks her down, does a great job with her. He's like, I believe you, you're not crazy. Like, I will make sure we figure out what's actually going on with you. Please just like, let me, give me a chance to do that. And Alex is really fighting for her more than anyone else is this entire episode. And I love it.
Well,
this is a great Alex episode.
He uses Arizona's words against her. And he's like, mm-hmm. we need to advocate for the patient. And
yep.
he's like, you always say that. And she's like, actually, Derek, he's right. I do say advocate. The man has a point.
Because
especially, it's my point, but he has a point.
Both of them are like, oh, well, these parents have already been through hell. And he's like, I actually don't give a fuck about the parents. Because like, what about what she's going through?
Right, right. And that's a good moment. It's a good scene. It's a good call out.
Yeah. So, yeah, Alex says, everyone thinks you're crazy, but something's going on and none of us understand and we're going to figure it out. So let me just figure it out. And she does. And she has them page, or sorry, Alex has them page Derek because he is like, something is going on in her head. So he does still think, so they do a brain scan and it's completely clear. And Alex and Arizona are like, or sorry, Derek and Arizona are like, well, she's schizophrenic. Time to move on. And Alex is still like, I know crazy people. Like, this is just not what this is. Like, there's something that's driving her to be this way. And it's not just a mental illness. Like, there's something else going on here. And Derek's like, fine, you have 4 hours, figure it out.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome that number one, I mean, you're not giving Alex a ton of time. I don't know how many tests can actually get run in 4 hours, but that's when he goes to Lexipedia and they have that beautiful little scene. And it's sweet. It's cute. I like that. But leading up to this, I did make a note. I don't know. I also just did a quick search. Lorazepam doesn't necessarily mean it's a fatal if injected, but it could lead to other things that would kill you. It could be non-fatal, but it could cause side
effects.
What
did you Google?
Can lorazepam kill you?
Because she was going to put it directly into her heart. Like, that was the whole thing. She was going to stab that amount of medication directly into her heart.
Okay. I didn't catch that. Okay. Yeah. So, yes, that would have probably killed her.
Yeah. I think that with most medication probably would have killed her.
Yeah. Alex has balls of steel, even if it is fictitious in this moment. The thing is, if you're a doctor and you're just open hand saying, give me that needle, they could go crazy and they could stab you. And then now you're dead.
Well, not with lorazepam, as you've just Googled.
Yes, but what if it wasn't lorazepam? What if it was like...
Then I don't think he would have done it. Okay, what if it was what?
I don't know, like just a big old...
What if it was cocaine?
A big old needle. How
they have syringes of cocaine just lying around hospitals. Did you watch that show Griselda on Netflix? I recently finished that. That thing is fucking wild. I did not.
What is Griselda?
It's based on a true story about this woman who in the 80s was like a drug lord in Miami. And it opens, you know how shows open and they have like a quote like written.
Yeah. Yeah.
The quote is a real quote from
Griselda.
No. Who's that guy that also was doing
Winston
all the cocaine?
Churchill.
No, the cocaine guy.
Scarface.
No, it's not Pablo Escobar, but is it Pablo Escobar?
Pablo, yeah, probably. El okay. Chapo.
So it was, the only man I've ever been afraid of was a woman named Griselda Blanco.
Oh.
And that was the scene, the quote that it opened with. Anyways, it's on Netflix. It's like 7 or 8 episodes. They're like 45 minutes to an hour each. It's very intense. There's a lot of murder and obviously a lot of drugs.
Is it a dramatization or is it like a docu-series?
It's a dramatization. It's okay. Sofia Vergara plays Griselda.
Oof.
Mm. Anyways, it's a lot. It's unfortunately not really a happy ending, as it's just a bunch of people doing and selling drugs and murdering other people for doing and selling drugs. So anyways, I don't know how I got
here. Are there any sex scenes?
How did I get here?
Does she take her clothes off?
What were we talking about? Oh, cocaine. Okay.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah, there's sexy. I don't remember if she got naked, but definitely a lot of other people get naked. But she does do crack. She does not respond well to it. Does not make her do kind things to people.
Yeah, I can imagine. Crack is whack, yo.
Yeah. Anyways,
that was back to Demi. You came in like a Demi ball.
That's not Demi Lovato. You know that, right?
Yes. Fuck. I know things about shit, okay?
It's hard to tell based on talking to you.
All right. So the scene where Ariana Grande is here and she is talking to Winston Churchill and Scarface.
So
that's what's happening.
First of all, Alex and Lexi have cute moments at the beginning.
Yes.
When
he's
complimenting
her, butt.
Her in the party. And then he's like, do you want to go make out? It's cute. And then later on, she goes to him and she says, are we I need to know if we're together. And he's like, he kisses her and he's like, yes, we are a thing. Whatever. It's cute.
Very cute.
And so then at lunch, he kind of talks through the case. He goes over the symptoms. She's like, oh, you need to look in this medical journal on this page. But I don't remember the medical journal. But it's got a mint green cover and it's this month of this year. And this is the page number. And so he goes and finds it. And it's this crazy rare thing where there's like a hole in her inner ear or something. And so he does that bonkers test where
with the gigantic fucking glasses, and the parents are right there.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of this show keeping parents and loved ones in the same room when shit goes wrong. Okay. Having me in the waiting room.
She's not dying. Calm down. Also, she's a minor. Maybe they should be allowed to be there.
Okay, I don't care how far underground she works with her 9-to-5 job, okay?
I'm so confused at what you're even talking about right now.
She's a minor.
Oh my God, I hate you. I hate you. This is not... You're doing a bad job. You're doing a bad job. Yeah, so she has superior canal... De Henskens syndrome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's where she has a hole in her inner ear for some reason. And so that's why she whispers all the time. But essentially, she can hear everything that's happening in her own body, which is
insane and would make you want to rip your eyes out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on her side of that would be overstimulating beyond comprehension.
Yeah. Imagine just you're trying to fall asleep at night and all you hear is your fucking
or even like
blood.
Eating. You can't eat.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And I'm a loud chewer.
Yeah.
Damn. Like you're just eating some Doritos.
Ugh. Even like a steak.
Yeah. You can't even drink a water. Even drinking water is loud.
Yeah.
So then they take her to the surgery and
it
she
ends
gets
up being like a pretty easy fix. Yeah, they just like catch the hole.
A
and
bone
she's
graft.
Just fine. Good times.
Yeah. Arizona, I think, is like, so you cover a hole with a bone graft and this girl gets her whole life back. Like that's.
Alex is on a roll.
Let me
tell you that.
I was nervous that it was going to happen and she was going to wake up and she was still going to be like crazy. And I was going to be like, oh, so they're really going to give this a bad ending.
The reason that all the patients get happy endings in this episode is because shit is hitting the fan with all the doctors.
It's fair. We're like, someone needs a win around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was, I'm glad that she is basically getting her life back.
Cause she was whispering before, which again makes sense, but she wakes up and she could like speak at a normal volume podcast yawn. And, it's just happy, you know, the parents are happy. Alex did a good job. He's all excited and he goes to Lexi and he's like, you were right. We did it. Let's go celebrate. I'm going to go put these away. And Lexi's like, yay us. And then Mark comes over and is like, don't you want to marry me? And she's like,
maybe.
So,
and then Izzy walked in.
Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine if after that, Izzy walked in and Mark was like, Lexi, I'm sorry, can you get out of the way? I'm trying to talk to Izzy Stevens.
I would like to have sex with her now.
Izzy, I'm like trying to marry you.
Like to have a threesome with Izzy and Han.
And Reed.
That's not a threesome.
But they would
Carmen,
rotate. One would watch.
Up.
Is it? Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, Alex gets the win. It's very good for Alex. And I love that, you know, we get that scene where Derek and Arizona are like, yeah, dude, take the credit. Like, you get to talk to the parents. You get to fucking do all this shit. Like, you did it. You did it.
Yeah, he tells the parents, like, what's what with the diagnosis. And it's a good time.
When her eyes were going crazy, though, that was pretty wild.
Yeah. And Derek said the condition wasn't even written about until 1998.
It's crazy. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, that test was wild.
Also, did you realize that they use the word occipital for the one of the lobes?
Wow, they really pronounced it wrong.
Oh. Yeah. Idiots.
Occipital.
It's just encouraging that we, yeah, man.
They really need to come to our school. This is a teaching hospital.
Damn it. The occipital lobe versus the occipital lobe and what it means to evolution. It all started with Homo erectus.
It all started with a quick word from our regional sponsors. And we're back. And I did that all early, but I don't care.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, all right.
Why
we're
not?
Doing
we're
this.
Doing it. I just
so let's start a new storyline.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to do before we started talking about Amber and Trish. Amber and Trish met in the burn unit because they've both had very severe burns. And
thank you for that already. I did not catch that when I watched this episode.
Oh, I was like, you're welcome.
No, I thought they were friends and they were in the same car crash together.
No. I don't think they say what happened to Amber or Trish rather. The Amber was texting and driving and the car flipped and pinned her under it while it burned. They met in the burn unit. I don't think they say what happened to her.
I don't think so either. The texting and driving thing I caught, but I thought they were friends beforehand.
No.
So, sorry, continue. So, thank you. No, that was a genuine thank you for saying that because I didn't
so
catch
welcome.
That.
So like half of her face and body is burnt, but the other half isn't. So essentially she's there for a hair restoration. So like her hair is huge. Cause I guess that she's like grown extra hair on one side to put it on the other side. I don't super understand why her hair was like giant at first and then wasn't. That was my assumption. But when they're doing the pre-op stuff, Meredith noticed that some of her fingers look infected. So they say that they're not going to be able to do the hair restoration because it'll be a higher risk of infection because she already has an infection. And so ultimately, Bailey, simultaneously with the storyline, as is the show.
This Bailey storyline.
Bailey and Ben have fucked.
Yeah.
Finally, officially. That man, he be looking good, nude.
Good for you, dude.
Good for him. Good for Bailey. Am I right?
Good for both
us.
Of them.
So he strips down all naked and he's like, let me have my way with you, woman. And he does. And then she sees him flirting with a nurse. And because she does not have a flirty personality, she misconstrues the situation, which we'll get more into. But she approaches Mark because she knows about the Teddy and Reed thing. And she's like, why did you cheat on her? Like, was she not enough? Do men just always cheat? Like, is one woman never enough for some men? And he's like, Teddy and I weren't exclusive. Were you and your guy exclusive? And she goes, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
Yes, we are, Bailey.
So
we are talking about you.
Then he kind of has put two and two together. So in the surgery, they are successful with the finger amputation. And he says because they got really clean margins and the infection didn't look at that advanced, they're going to go ahead and do the hair restoration. And then he said, I think we could all use a little magic today. That's a good moment for Mark. I like that.
It was a good moment for Mark.
I like that a lot. That made me feel happy.
There's one other scene specifically with Mark that I want to call out later on because I love it. But there's two things that I want to bring into focus here. Number one, in that scene, Bailey was talking to Mark to pass on a message to the anesthesiologist, which was Dr. Warren. But this is also coming after the earlier scene where Mark and Derek are in the elevator Bailey's humming the song. She gets off and then Ben comes in. He's humming the same song. And they're both in good moods and they're like, ah, good for Bailey. Good for them.
Yeah.
So they've already put two and two together. They know that they fucked, which is great. Everyone go out and have consensual sex. And then when they're in the scene, and Mark's like, oh, okay, so I now understand that they boned and already it sounds like Miranda caught this dude cheating. So I'm going to go ahead and let some people get a win. Obviously, there is different context that we get to, but great scene for Mark.
Yeah. So I also really like this storyline because I think it addresses what I like to call toxic positivity, which is something that I hate a lot. Because it's like, oh, it's not that bad. Just bumps and bruises. Nothing else matters. We have to stay positive. That's how we survive. And that's when they first tell her they can't do the hair restoration. And Bailey says she was excited. She was hopeful. She was eager. And that has been crushed. She has the right to have feelings. You can be positive tomorrow.
Honestly just good advice.
Yes. But later
shit on. Shit can go wrong, but you can be positive tomorrow. It's okay.
Yeah. Later on, Amber's like, or Trish is like, oh, it's just bumps and bruises. And Amber's like, I lost 3 fingers today. That's not bumps and bruises. And Trish says, well, yeah, but it's better. You know, it could be worse. But like, fuck that. I know it could be worse. You know what? It could also be better. So everyone shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I could also still have all my fingers.
Glass half full, glass half empty. But like, just let people process things the way they're going to process it. It's just so annoying. Amber says, I call in sick to work sometimes because I can't bear to drive. I sit in my car in my garage and I'm so angry about what happened to me that I can't drive for hours. I just sit there. Does that ever happen to you that you're so angry you can't breathe? But I can't tell you because I am afraid being weak or ungrateful. You are my best friends. Horrible things have happened to us. Can we just be real for each other for once? And Trish says, I can't watch romantic comedies anymore because I just want to yell at the woman. You can't find Mr. Right. That's your biggest problem. Try having most of your face burn off, you stupid bitch. See what a pretty woman you are then. And then they laugh. And my thing is, I'm like, yeah, if you are afraid you can't tell someone how you feel because they're going to make you feel like you're weak or ungrateful, that's toxic positivity. I am fine being like finding a silver lining or like appreciating what you have, but you can still see that things are difficult and that you have had struggles. I don't know. It just like toxic positivity. Really? I find it
shitty, toxic. Yeah, but it's terrible. Like, it's just condescending.
It's just not helpful. Also like some people, if you are a positive person, I love that for you. That's not everyone's reality and that's okay.
Yeah,
there's, you don't need to like make people feel shitty for processing things differently than you do.
Yeah, I like, for example, I would say that I'm an overall positive person.
I would,
but also there's a lot of shit that I'm like, well, this just fucking sucks. This is hard. Yeah. This is bullshit, and it's okay because, like you said, there's for sure a difference between the silver lining playbook and toxic positivity. It's like you can still say it. So the silver lining to the burns is that they've become best friends.
Yeah.
The toxic positivity to say that the fucking
I broke the podcast, guys, but Carmen has fixed it. So sorry.
It's okay. So anyways,
toxic positivity is bad. You can be there for your friends. It's, there is a difference between letting someone like vent about something and someone like living in just complaining and just negativity. Like just someone being like, oh yeah, I had to get three fingers chopped off today. Doesn't that suck? That's fine. Yeah. I would agree with that. So, but I was I liked the way that they broached the conversation about it, and that they're like, oh yeah, you don't have to, like, being positive to that extent isn't the only way to help people like get through things, get through traumatic things like that. So I liked that storyline and that friendship.
It's a good friendship. I hope that if ever we were in a car and we were burnt, we would still be doing a podcast and
crispy friends.
Crispy.
Carmen texted when we were talking about our pop punk emo vibe bands, and I was sending him ones that I was like, oh, I really like this one in high school. And he goes, I wish high school Carmen and high school Kelsey could have met. High school Kelsey would have hated him. They never would have started a podcast together.
That's so true. It's true. High school Carmen was not a fine person.
Carmen. I don't think.
Okay, first off, lots of people liked me.
That's people. I wouldn't.
Oh, here's the thing. If you needed to be someone who was really patient to get through all of my exterior bullshit.
Yeah, I'm
because
still
deep
not.
Down, no, still not looking to get through my deep down
no,
exterior
I'm still not
bullshit.
Patient.
Ah, okay. So,
Yep. High school, good times. Okay. So, Trish and Amber and Trish, things go okay for them. Bailey, let's talk about the wrap up for the Bailey and Ben storyline. So she is like, I hate you. How dare you flirt with another woman when I exist? And he's like, I don't understand what the big deal is. And I worry that I'll sound like a bad person, but I'm like kind of on his side. I'm like, yeah, flirt with people to get what you want, whatever.
Like, yeah,
who doesn't do that? Am I right? Do I flirt also, with people to get free things sometime? Yes, yeah. Whatever.
I literally texted Jessica the other day. I went to Chipotle and I talked the girl into getting me free guac. And I texted Jess and I go, I still got it. And she was happy for me. I don't remember. I think I showed her my penis. Like I was something.
Oh, you didn't just say, can I have free guac? Because that's what you do a lot of places and you just end up getting free things. And I don't really think that's flirting so much as just asking for free things. And some people have,
but you
going,
need,
okay,
you need to flirt with the question. Okay. And that's what I do.
No, because they're like,
I still got it.
They'll say, do you want to add guac? And Carmen will be like, if you want to give it to me for free, yeah. And they'll go, okay. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I have seen that happen so many times.
And it works because I'm flirting. I've laid the groundwork.
Like, that's not flirting.
Okay.
But
all right, I'll tell you what.
Of you
when we're the girl wanted me, okay? She was giving me eyes.
She was probably like 17, Carmen. That's disgusting.
She was at least 18. And also, what's my half my age plus 7?
Way more than 18.
So I'm telling, that's
old.
Exactly, my half my age plus 7 is exactly how old she was, okay? I know, I feel
you don't
it.
Even know what half your age plus 7 is, so you certainly don't know if that's true.
She, no, I know for sure off the top of my head without doing any math, it is 23, so she was 23. And nobody likes you when you're 23 except for me. And I got free guacamole. Kelsey. Grey's Anatomy.
Guys, that's how Carmen flirts with people. All right?
I've been out here drinking my chai tea.
He is sleepy.
I need some more Starbee.
I did get Starbee. Did you see the spicy Starbees? Are you going to get it?
I'm going to get it. Yeah, let's fucking do it, dude.
I don't want it.
Oh.
Anyways, okay.
Bailey and Warren.
Oh, right. I was going to say, do you have anything else to say? Bailey and Warren.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to the flirting. And also, it really wasn't even like he was actually flirting with her. He was just being nice
to her. No, he was being flirty.
I mean, but it wasn't like...
It wasn't like flirting, but he was being flirty.
As he said, it was lazy flirting.
Yeah, and that's what I agree. He says, this woman is mean, and I flirt with her so that she makes my life easier. And I honestly, I'm there for that. I understand.
Yeah. He's like, this girl schedules me off so I can golf, and she gives me the good rotation on schedules. I'm going to keep flirting with her because it makes my life easy. And I'm like, yes, absolutely do that.
And Bailey accepts that. And when the moment when he like kind of goes to hold her hand and she like snatches his hand so hard. It's so cute.
Ah, I loved it.
It's so cute. I love it so much.
Because at the beginning of the episode, she's like, I don't want to even talk to you at work. I don't even want to look at you at work. I'm not going to do anything at work. There's no PDA. I don't
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And then now she's like, and we're holding hands.
So cute. I love them so much. Okay. Mm. So did we miss anything?
Yes, the Cali and Arizona kiss.
Oh, right. And also Derek's party.
Derek's
and
party.
Well, Derek showing Mark and Owen his plans for the house they're building. And then the nice little moment between Meredith and Derek when Meredith says, I hate your job. And he's like, I'm so sorry. You can't talk
to me. Would
you
like a hug?
She goes, I know. And then he goes, do you want a hug? She goes, yes. And I hate Derek, but that's actually kind of a nice moment.
Yeah, they're both just so healed.
Medium. I don't know if Derek's healed at all. I don't know it
for my life to be over.
So yeah, Cali and Arizona are sad because they still want to be together, but they also know that it doesn't make sense for them to be together. But when you still love people, sometimes you just have to kiss them in elevators. You know?
And then when the ding goes off,
you
walk away. You just walk away, and that's it. I got goosebumps.
Quite passionate kiss.
Oh yeah, that was passion. That was love. That's not the way you kiss someone that you don't want to be with.
Yeah, they miss each other.
I'm sad about it.
Yeah, it's sad.
Official prediction.
Okay.
They still will not get back together.
Okay.
It's just not fair. Yeah. It's just not fair. And it would be a cop out, and it would be sad, lazy story writing for either of them to change their minds.
Yeah.
It's not, I think, authentic to the development of either of them as strong, independent women.
Yeah.
So if they do that and they do change it, I want you all to know that I will be mad, and I will continue to watch this show out of principle.
And I will continue to watch that show for this podcast, but I'll be mad about it. Okay. So storyline wise, did we touch on anything? Do you have any extra random notes you need to throw out? I feel like there was like, I don't remember if there were any quotes that I particularly thought were funny.
Yes. Okay. So there is a scene where, when Callie is, when she says to go talk to, Lexi. Because you still love her.
Yeah.
And she's like, you still love Lexi. Betty married Mike, but she never got over Henry. And Mark is like,
What? Which I love. I love them like referencing that she's using her patience to process things, and he's not involved at all on that case. So he's like, literally, are you speaking Latin?
It's just so funny because he puts so much acting into one word, and it was so funny.
I'm so sorry. What words are you saying?
Who the fuck is Betty? Who the fuck is Henry? And why the fuck do I care? What? Mike. Yeah. And then it was just, I just want to reiterate, it's very cute that she does say, like, your reasons are not reasons anymore. My reasons still are. And then he gives her a cute little forehead kiss and walks away.
They're
Wait, besties. Also, I thought of one other line with Mark. When they're at the party And also, Callie's boobs looked great in that dress. Can we just give her boobs and Lexi's butt, again, a proper shout out?
Yeah.
So Mark sees Callie leering at Arizona, and she's like, and he's like, "You want to go back to my place and do it in the shower? Teddy's in surgery tonight." She's like, "I can't deal with your jokes right now."
Yeah. He's like already trying to bone other people before Reed even hits on him.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's funny though.
Okay. So let's make predict what let's rate it.
Okay.
This is 3.8.
We're pretty in sync on this. I was going to give it a 4.0.
Yeah. It's like good. The cases are good. Like the patients are good. Some stuff, like the whole thing with Mark not wanting to like be in a real relationship with Teddy, to me feels out of left field. I like, it was a good Alex episode, a good Lexi episode. The Meredith, Christina, Owen, Teddy thing is kind of frustrating just because I understand where Christina's coming from, where she's like, "Can you just fucking tell me what you're talking about?"
Yeah.
But oh, and at the end, we also need to mention that Christina comes in and she's like, "I'm not moving in with Owen." And Meredith shows her the plans for the new house. And she's like, "This is going to be your room."
Well, yeah. And Derek's in there. And when Christina walks in, he just is like, "Hi, I recognize
because
it.
He gets it.
He gets it. He gets it.
Doesn't get it." So dumb. Anyway, so they're building Christina a room in the new house, just like Joey had a room in Monica and Chandler's house. So cute. Anyway, so yeah, I think it's like a 3. It's a good episode, like more better than normal, but not anything like, you know, out of this world or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of cool dialogue. I think that there's some funny comedic moments again, you know. But there wasn't anything like wild, you know, yeah. Like it was, although I will say I for a second, because I know that there's a musical episode coming. I don't know when, but when he's like, "I think I just saw a ghost," and there's like music playing in the background, I was like, "Oh shit, this is the musical episode."
Oh,
this is how they introduce it.
Because you saw Demi Lovato, you thought it was the musical episode.
Oh, no, that would have made sense too. Because in Scrubs, the way they introduce the musical episode is like she has a brain thing and she's like, "Oh, people around me are singing and I don't know why. This is weird." So I thought that was going to be how they like introduced it. So that was not the case.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're so sleepy. Okay, let's make predictions. You don't think Callie and Arizona will get back together?
Yep, they're staying broken up.
Owen, Teddy, Christina. Let's also remember, two episodes left. They aired together, so kind of one episode left, but a very long episode.
Christina and Owen are going to break up. And I say this because I'm not happy about it, because this would be not the first finale. This would be another finale that Christina gets her heart broken, and I'm sick and tired of it, but I'm thinking that they're going to break her up. They're going to break them up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember what happened in the season 3 finale. Oh, it was Christina's wedding.
The wedding.
Okay. Mark and Lexi and Alex.
Mark and Lexi and Alex. I think that Lexi wants to pick Mark, but I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid to pick Mark. She's not ready to be married.
Yeah.
And have kids. And Mark is.
Yeah.
And also, Derek even says, "Oh, yeah, Teddy and you, that's appropriate." And he's like, "Appropriate, it's boring, blur, 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 blur." I still want to see Mark have a relationship that's not Lexi. But I also am tired of him doing the sleeping around thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought he was over, but clearly he's not.
Yeah, that's why it was confusing to me. Bailey and Ben.
They're good. I think they're just going to be good. I think they're trying to like force them being like a serious, serious thing down our throats a little bit. They're like, "I'm in this for real. I'm in this for real. I'm taking this seriously. I'm not trying to blah, 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 sex." So I want them to be together. I feel like there's heartbreak on the horizon coming.
Okay.
But I think I need to wait until we get through the finale to see where they're at. But I think right now they're going to make it past season six for sure. They'll make it into season seven.
Do you have any other people you want to make any predictions on?
Weber, I think, is still going to be chief before the end of the finale.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Season one finale. We meet Addison. You must be the woman who's been screwing my husband.
Yeah.
End
iconic.
Of the episode.
Yeah.
Season two. Denny dies. Izzy quits.
That was a season two finale. Denny died in the season two finale.
Yeah.
Damn.
Meredith fucks Derek at the prom.
Yes.
But Derek
Damn.
Is still married to Addison.
Damn.
Season three finale, Christina gets cut out of the wedding dress and Burke leaves.
Yeah.
And Meredith and Derek break up again. Season four finale, they do the clinical trial and they get back together after they save that one girl.
And Rose just gets shafted.
Yeah. Season five finale, Izzy and George both die, but Izzy doesn't actually die.
Yeah.
So what do you think if you had to make any kind of just wild out of your butthole prediction? Who is
wow.
secretly married?
Someone's going to die. Actually, someone's going to die.
Give me a name.
You know what? Owen and Christina break up because Owen is dead.
Okay. So it's not really them breaking up, but it is them not being together anymore.
Something, I don't know. I don't know. That's or, okay, hold on. I'm going to officially predict one of these four people die.
Okay.
It's either going to be Owen.
Okay.
Teddy.
Okay.
Callie. Uh-huh. Or Arizona. One of those okay. four people die in the finale.
Okay. So within the next two episodes.
Within the next two. Before I leave Tennessee, one of those motherfuckers will be dead.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited. We're going to try and figure out how to film it. We'll probably put clips of it online. Maybe the whole thing on Patreon. We'll kind of see like how the process of figuring out the
stuff. That's going to be tough though, because if we're stopping and watching and recording and all that stuff, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll kind of see what we end up with, and we'll cool. definitely be putting clips of it on the Instagrams and TikToks, but we'll figure out for the entirety of it what it kind of looks like after we're done recording. Yeah. Again, we don't know lengthwise what the finale episodes are going to look like, so we're not positive yet. What the release schedule is going to be. This comes out on the 18th. Obviously we will have something on the 25th. We just don't know if we'll have something in addition to it on the 23rd or 24th or 26th. We don't really know yet. Again, we're just going to kind of record it and see what the vibe is. If they're longer episodes, we just might split it up more. So yeah, that's all. Do you have anything else to add?
I appreciate how beautiful everyone who is listening to this podcast is right now.
I also appreciate that. Thank you guys for sticking with us this one. Sorry, we're both like very, very tired. Carmen has had a very erratic work schedule and I have been sleeping like garbage and also trying to do many, many things to get ready for my best friends to come to town.
Wait, who's coming to town?
My best friends!
Ah!
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. Everyone who shared our post that we made on Instagram the other day, that really meant a lot to us. We really didn't think people were going to share that. We just kind of like had those pictures. What do you want?
I need to tell you, I'm so sorry. I am fucking a genius. I'm a genius.
Okay.
How do you think that that name is pronounced? The one that we were debating on?
Kirsty?
It's Kirsty.
You said Kirsty. I said
yeah.
Kirsty.
I messaged her Kirstie? And I said, "Is it?" I said, "I said, is it K-UHR-STY or like K-EAR-STY?" She says the first one, so it's Kirsty.
Oh, I definitely thought it was Kirsty because wow. I thought I knew a Kirsten. I didn't know a Kirsten. Did I? Now I feel like the words have lost all meaning.
Well, yeah, but I just wanted to shout. She just responded. I texted her in between episodes.
I believe she's in the UK, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Anyways, shout out.
Kirsty!
Something about the finale or... Oh, yeah. Sharing. Thanks for sharing the post. That was really unexpected and we really liked it. We just wanted to post it because we had those pictures made for promos and stuff. And it was really nice that so many people were just sharing it and getting new people to kind of notice that we exist. And I think we definitely saw a boost in people listening to our first episode these past couple of weeks because of that. So thank you guys so much. We really appreciate the support. Make sure you continue to share us on all the things. You can message me on Instagram or email me at graysacademypod@gmail.com. And you can find our Patreon in the link tree in our bio or in the episode description. And that way you can get on our Discord and talk with all of our friends. And we love everybody so much. And if you see Carmen walking down the street in Chattanooga, remember...
No spoilies, no spoilers. We appreciate you all listening, and we will see you all in the finale.
We're together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.